There is a timber shortage, right? Not just in New South Wales, right across Australia.
Nationwide. And it's highly concerning, I think, because during COVID, like last year with the lockdown, I feel like in Australia, the construction industry was one of the industries that almost was thriving.
It's booming, yeah.
Because people couldn't go overseas. We had to all stay in our houses. So like everyone went and did DIY and everyone's building extensions and renovating their houses and doing the things on their homes that they never really had time for because we were distracted with, you know, living life. But now it looks like there's a timber shortage in Australia, and this is bad news for the construction industry. So we thought we'd talk to Kyle. You will know him as one half of Kyle and Cara from The Block. Hey, Kyle.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Hello, mate.
Good, mate. It's lovely to talk to you. Are you concerned about this so-called timber shortage that I'm reading about?
Oh, look, it's one of the first times that we've seen it in the industry to have, you know, this much of a shortage of timber. There's a couple of things that, you know, that have sparked it. Obviously, like, you know, with people being in lockdown, it has really sort of meant that people aren't going on their overseas holidays. So they're spending more money on that home reno and, you know, sprucing up the backyard and doing those things, which is really great. Like everyone's sort of, you know, keeping busy and keeping inspired, which is good. But it has meant there's a massive influx of, you know, those DIYers like buying up timber. And the sawmills in Australia actually just can't keep up with it.
Well, wasn't something like this inevitable when you really think about it, Kyle? I mean, how are we going to keep up with the supply and demand? It was always going to be on the cards.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone ever foreseen like how you know much of a demand there was going to be. Like, you know, Australia's a big place. We've got a lot of country here. We've got a lot of forestries and sawmills, but we even import a lot of our timbers from places like New Zealand and other places overseas. So I think, because there's also like a big weight in those sawmills coming through to, you know, in the docks and everything like that. There's also like, you know, that's something that's being delayed as well. So, mate, it's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a chain reaction really. But, mate, I hope like, you know, the sawmills can get on top of it and we can get some things in place and look at other alternatives like building with steel studs and, you know, other things like that in the industry.
There are other options. What do you reckon is going to happen to timber prices locally? Because I don't know 100% if this is true, but I've heard from my builder husband that prices in the US have like tripled. Timber is like triple the price now.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary thought because, you know, timber is, you know, a really sustainable product and it's, you know, it's cost effective usually as well. Now, what you see generally when things start to demand is that prices inevitably, they go up. Now, I'm like really hopeful that they won't because I'm a builder, I'm in the industry.
Yep.
Cara and I are about to start our own project again, another project on the cards. So this is something that I've got to really, you know, keep my finger on the pulse with and think about, especially when we come to, you know, budgeting out for the project.
Alternatives? What are some of the alternatives that you can look at?
Mate, there's steel studs that you can work with. I haven't done a lot with steel frames, but that's definitely something on the cards.
What about marble? What about a nice big marble joint?
Bit heavy.
Is it? Yeah, no, but just it's baller, isn't it? You just walk in, it's this big marble place.
What about gold flooring?
Yeah.
I mean,
what about
that's
that?
An option, isn't it?
It's not bad, actually. Yeah, solid gold.
Yeah. Yeah, mate. You guys must have more money than the Queen.
No. I wish. It'd
Which
be nice.
Not in the industry, I think, is the answer, the truth.
Well, sounds like we're in real trouble, though. If you're facing this at the moment, I mentioned this before you jumped on, but my wife's brother is trying to build in WA at the moment, and he's moved home, and they're relying on the timber. And so he's paying for a mortgage of a house he can't even move into anytime soon and not sure what to do.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. I mean, look, the best thing we can do is just like for builders that are out there is just be really organised. You know, get your timber orders in early.
That's a good idea.
You know, the go is, you know, timber's not going anywhere. We're all going to keep building with timber, but it's just going to mean you've got to be more organised, get your orders in early so that you're not delaying your projects and that you're not delaying, you know, that end date for that homeowner to move in as well.
Kyle, have you done much work with using bamboo as like a building material? And the reason that I ask is because this is kind of random, but I went to like a bamboo factory when I was in Bali in Ubud, and they have built these like, honestly, these gigantic mansions all out of bamboo, and it's meant to be as strong as steel, but it's quite like durable and flexible and hurricane proof. And could we use that as a material here?
Yeah, look, I know bamboo is like extremely fast growing. We've never used bamboo. Like, I haven't really seen it used structurally over here. I have seen a lot of bamboo used like on facades though, so like screens and cladding.
Yeah.
So maybe that is definitely like a, you know, something to look at in the future.
There you go.
Love it. Kyle, thanks for jumping on air with us this morning. How many houses have you flipped now? I've got to know.
Oh, mate, we've done a few. We're up to like maybe four houses. So not you know.
And how do you go as prices go up in houses? Is it harder to get?
Yeah, look, prices over these last like, you know, 3-6 months or so, they've gone up a fair bit. You know, it's pretty crazy how much it's grown in the last
year.
Yeah,
nuts.
It's just like, yeah. Oh, mate, it's one of those things.
Well, so. you're living Glenn and Maz's dream at the moment, doing this.
You are well our done. Inspiration, yeah. Friend. And the fact that you have flipped four houses and you and Cara are still together is a testament to your relationship. So congratulations.
Round of applause on that.
Thanks, guys. That's all good.
Good on you, man.
Thanks, mate.
All right, guys, enjoy.
See you later. Kyle from The Block, great to have him on air.
Yeah,
I'd love to get him back on soon,
excellent.
For sure. If you're affected by the timber shortage, 13 10 60.
Yeah, happy to take calls. Like, yeah, if you're renovating your house or if you're in the building industry and you want to have a chat about it, jump on 13 10 60.